Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. On my second date with my now husband, he took me to a romantic Italian restaurant. Tamara, I was so impressed when he ordered a bottle of wine at dinner. He seemed very sophisticated. When the bill came, however, my date at the time proudly laid down a buy one, get one free coupon on the bill. Now, Tamara, don't laugh, but when he threw that coupon down, that's when I knew he was the man for me.
There's someone for everyone.
Hey, being responsible with money is very attractive in a partner, and I think saving money is sexy.
We talk a lot about saving money on here because I, too, like to save money, and I think mine comes from my upbringing. My parents, they weren't poor, but, you know, they weren't well off, and there were times we had to, you know, cut corners to make it. And so my mom, like, at one point made all our clothes, and she made all, like, the flowers for my wedding, and my dad had extra jobs. But they paid the bills, and it even allowed them to save a little extra for us to go on these, like, really nice vacations. And for the people in our similar social class, like, they weren't going to Hawaii. We went to Hawaii, went to D.C., and the reason we could do that was because they were so good at savings. So I feel like it taught me a lot about, you know, money, if you do it right, can help you reach these cool things that you prioritize, like family vacations.
Well, I think saving money is super important. Because as we've talked about in the podcast, accomplishing our goals, it takes some cold, hard cash.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to go back to school, that's expensive.
Right.
If you want to start a podcast, you've got to buy some equipment. You go on that dream vacation, it's going to rack up those bills. And how are you going to fund your fabulousness as a dirty, lazy girl? I don't think you should go into debt ever. Personally, that's my motto.
Yeah.
Instead, I just think people should take advantage of ultra lazy tips.
Exactly.
Right? Like, be lazy, and, you know, we're going to tell you how you think you can save $1,000 fast.
I think we have some great tips. Today, we're going to share some sometimes embarrassing stories about how we save money. Don't judge, because some of them are crazy.
They're really embarrassing. I'm going to say that again.
So if you haven't figured it out, Stephanie and I, we're cheap. We're super cheap. We work hard, though, to achieve our goals, and we want to do it on a shoestring, so we have money to do the really fun stuff we love to do. But before we get into it, let's take a quick break.
Well, today's podcast is brought to you by Dirty Lazy Keto. Get started losing weight while breaking the rules. And if you are cheap like me, then you love getting things for free. If you pre-order the new Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started book, you will receive a free bonus gift. It is a color Dirty Lazy Keto fridge magnet of the food pyramid. And just in case you're confused about which one to order, it's the book with the red dot on the cover. Links to order and redeem your free bonus gift are on my website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, let's start our great tips for saving money, Stephanie.
How many tips do we have today, Tamara?
We have 10 tips.
And how much are you going to save, but with these 10 tips?
$1,000.
$1,000! Hello!
We guarantee $1,000.
But do not write in. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, these tips add up, right?
They really... I think you could get 1,000 or more.
Or more.
If you followed some of these things.
I know you can, because my husband is an emphatic money saver. He's the coupon guy, remember, on the date.
That's right.
He's funny.
That's right. Okay, so what's number one?
Well, the first one... And everybody, I'm sure, that's listening, has a subscription out there that they could cut. Now, what are the subscriptions, you might think?
Yes, what are they?
Cable TV. Do you have that, Tamara?
I do have cable TV.
My husband. Cut! Cut! Now, do you have a landline telephone?
Yes, I do.
Tamara, like cut that.
I'm the last person.
Who's calling you on the landline?
Advertisers.
They don't need to call you.
I know.
They can call me on my cell phone. Right? Okay, yeah. So that's one you could cut. And then this is a really popular one. What about all those cable TV subscriptions? Like the pay-per-view channels, the Showtime, yeah. Apple TV, Hulu.
HBO.
What about those?
Yeah, I love those.
So you're not cutting those?
Well, I could maybe cut one, but every time I go to cut it, like... A new season will come out of my favorite show.
Right, like Carrie Matthews on
Homeland?
I love that.
I know.
I was just about to cut Showtime, and then Homeland came out.
I'm like, okay, next time.
So, I don't know about you, but I don't think I could cut my cable TV.
I couldn't either.
Well, my shows. I like my HBO.
I do, too. I mean, maybe...
Well, what could we cut? What other subscriptions could we cut?
Well, I cut the newspaper.
Good one.
Yeah. Nobody reads the paper, newspaper anyway.
I don't really care what's going on, to be honest. I cut my paper too. There's nothing in there for me.
And it's expensive.
It's totally expensive.
And it wastes paper. So there. What about water delivery? If you get water delivered, just buy a filter.
Seriously.
Just buy a water filter and you're fine.
And meal delivery services.
Yes.
A lot of people get sucked into those. Blue Apron. Yes. Sorry, Blue Apron. If you wanted to be our sponsor. We'll still listen to you.
I know.
But really, I don't see the value, personally.
I don't either.
And Dollar Shave, that's another
What's
one.
What's that?
People get, like, a shaving kit delivered to their house every month.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's like the makeup ones, too.
Or
there's clothing ones.
All of those, Tamara.
Yeah.
Those are great ways to just cut it.
Because, you know, I have a friend who does, what's that one box? Birch Box?
Mm-hmm.
And she
We're going to get all sorts of hate mail.
I know, sorry.
Sorry, Earth Box of the Month
she
Club.
She doesn't use half of it.
Well, that's the thing, is you could just call and cut it and start saving serious. You could probably save $1,000 just on this tip alone.
I know. I would say the best advice is just think about what you're subscribed to, make a list, and ask yourself a hard question. Do I really use it? Do I really need it? And keep the ones that you just love.
Yep.
And then cut the rest.
And even if you're kind of nervous about cutting something, put a hold on it. Like, I know at my gym, they'll do that for you. Like, if you have surgery or you're going back to school, you could place a hold on your account for, like, up to 6 months.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that is a little bit easier of a decision.
Yeah.
But all those tips, I'm telling you, could add up to $1,000 right
there. A lot. People's subscriptions are out of control, actually.
It's true.
And rethink before you sign up for one, too. Mm-hmm. Like, because once you sign up, it's hard to sign up.
Yeah, they make it hard. You can't remember how to get out of it.
I know, exactly.
You're like me.
I know. Exactly.
But anyway, here's another one. Tip number two, Tamara.
Okay.
Cut a habit in half.
Ooh.
Like, you don't have to necessarily give up your complete habit altogether.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you go out to lunch with, you know, some people go out to lunch every day,
yeah,
which blows my mind.
Yes,
but
expensive.
Instead of doing it every day, maybe go out half the week.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
No.
Right?
I could cut my Starbucks.
Tamara.
No, that'd be
I'm
really
gonna
hard.
Ask you an embarrassing
okay,
question.
Okay, go ahead.
How often do you go to Starbucks, Tamara?
Every day.
Every day.
Almost every day.
You love your coffee.
I do, and I like my Starbucks coffee. I gave it up for Lent last year, and I did for 30 days, but then I just started right back up.
Well, that's why I like our tip about cutting it in half.
I think I could do that.
Because it's more reasonable, don't you think?
Yeah, because you still get it.
And then you don't feel deprived and angry.
No. So I think cutting something in half is, or a fourth or whatever.
But is cutting back.
Right.
Instead of cutting it all together.
So what other kinds of things could we cut in half?
Well, for me, I know I get my nails done. Like,
yeah.
And I'll go, like, in the summer, I'll get my pedicure once a month or
Well, that's a way to cut down is just do your pedicures in the summer when your toes are out.
Yep.
And then in the winter,
Hide
you
those
don't need a
furry beast.
I- I just wear my closed toed shoes and there you go. No pedicure needed.
So you're cutting it in half. I like that.
Yeah.
Or even like your hair, you know, instead of getting your hair cut once a month, you go every 6 weeks. Yeah. That's cutting it in half.
I was getting my hair dyed at the salon and I went back to doing it myself because honestly, it looked just as good. You know.
Well, that's a way to save some money.
Well, and time. I was like 3 hours at the salon.
That's too much.
Yeah, where I could do it at home for an hour. So that was another place you could just do it yourself.
I like it.
Yeah.
Tip number three.
Oh, moonlighting or side hustling is a new fancy way of saying that. But some kind of side job or temporary job. Most of us can find those. Like, I'll just say teachers, because I'm a teacher. Summer school is our big side gig. Like, it's optional, so it's on top of your base salary. So a lot of teachers do summer school, but also tutoring. That's another big, like, little, and you can do it on your own time. You could do it, you know, when the kids are off or something. So think about the ways you could do a side hustle to get some extra money.
And it doesn't have to go on forever. I like the fact that you said those jobs were temporary.
Right.
Because who wants to have like 10 jobs forever?
Right.
But when you say to yourself, hey, I'm saving up $1,000 in order to, you know, whatever, help me fund my goal or what I'm trying to achieve. That way, you know, once you save up the money you need, then you can...
Then you're done.
Cut the job.
Yeah. Actually, I worked an extra, it's a special winter session for my Europe fund.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was, I lost a lot of my holiday, you know, rest time that I normally get, but I could do it because it was temporary just for this one trip. So, yeah.
And you were motivated enough.
Yeah.
Too. I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was going through college, Tamara, I paid for myself. And so I worked probably 3 to 5 jobs at any given time, which is really crazy.
No, but I see that a lot.
But it worked. And my favorite job was I worked as a resident assistant in the dorm. So I got paid to sleep. Seriously.
I got
free room and board because I was part of the staff and kept the place safe and did activities. And then I also was a note taker for the Disabled Students Association during class.
Mm-hmm.
So I got paid to go to class.
Wow. And just the notes you're going to take anyway.
Right. Share them.
That's
with
a good gig.
And it made me go to class.
That's a great... There's a great gig. Other things that people always need are like house sitters or dog walkers. Sometimes transcription you can do on the side. Like for, I know when we do research, we're always needing people to transcribe our interviews.
That's a very important task.
Yeah, but temporary, easy. You know,
just ask your boss, like, hey, what can I do for some extra hours temporarily?
Yes.
Because you don't want to be all angry and bitter.
Exactly.
And tired.
Exactly. And they're out there.
They are.
Yeah.
But Tamara, number four, you said you've had a lot of luck with.
A family plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always find like, if I'm just imposing on my family, like, okay, we're cutting all...
Cutting the cable!
I know!
No more Disney Channel!
And then everyone hates me and they're all mad at me. So my suggestion is to actually get the family on board. So bring them all together and say, hey, we want to save for this trip to Hawaii. So... But we can't do it unless we start making some cuts. So what do you guys feel like you could cut? And actually, they come up with some good ideas sometimes.
Kids are especially creative.
Yeah, and then they're on board. Like, they don't hate you. It's like their idea.
At one of my jobs, we had a contest where we had to collect these cards, like a raffle prize.
Yeah.
And it was a real pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Yeah. Like, it was a lot of paperwork and, like, packages and clippings. And so I asked my daughter if she wanted to be my employee. And so I paid her like $20 every time she could stuff an envelope with the the papers and mail them in. And she took it on. And then her and I won the prize together, which was like a few $100s. But still, it helped us reach our goals as a family to save money.
Oh, that's so smart.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching her stuff too. You know?
Yeah. That's a great idea. Number five.
This is my husband's favorite.
Call me on my cricket.
Call me on my cricket. Do you know that song?
Call me on my cell phone. Yes, I do.
Tamara's going to cut my singing when she edits. She doesn't like it when I sing. Well, seriously, the cell phone plan is the biggest opportunity on this list to save money fast.
Yeah. And
people... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well...
Do you do it?
Well, I was just thinking... And ours is out of control high, to be honest with
you. Most people's cell phone bill is higher than their car payment.
It's high.
Because you have your whole family on there. Yes. Everyone's got a fancy phone.
Well, and then my husband needs unlimited for his business. Yeah. So we all ended up with unlimited. And I'm just thinking, you know, there's if we went to our carrier and asked ways we could cut back, I bet they'd have some.
Sorry, I don't know. I wanted to drill down on this because it sounded horrible to me.
It does.
I was like,
horrible.
I don't want to call anyone and deal with this because it's too hard.
They're too busy trying to sell you more.
Well, I asked my husband what is, because this is his tip.
Okay.
And he said, oh, no, you don't have to call anyone. You put the app on your phone for your carrier.
Okay.
And then you pull up your account and there's a button or something that says shop different plans. And they're constantly updating new plans at competitive prices that you can easily switch to.
Oh, wow.
Because they have to remain competitive with the other brands.
Yeah.
So you can just switch it. Like, oh, I don't want unlimited.
So the key is you just take a look at what the offers are and ask for one of those offers.
You don't even have to talk to people. You just select the other offer on the app.
Wow.
And then you're instantly cut like $40 a month or whatever.
Oh, wow. I've actually done that before, but I knew something. I think it was a cable or something plan was going to expire.
Yeah.
So I went on and found all the deals everywhere. And then I'm like, oh, well, this place has this deal. Will you give it to me? And they said yes.
They will. You just have to act all sassy when you ask. They do. Confident.
Yes. My husband really likes Sirius Radio. And I did that with them also because they raise the price every year.
Right.
So that's another way to save money is when you have these subscriptions and they automatically renew, don't do that. Like
call up and say, yes, if you want me to continue with you.
Give me the promo rate.
Give me a discount.
Yes. And they do.
They will.
They do. In fact, I had a friend who had it. She's like, oh, I get it for $10 a month.
And you're like, what?
So I'm like, my friend got it for $10 a month. They're like, well, we can't do that. I'm like, okay, then withdraw. And they're like, okay, wait.
Whoa.
Yeah. They want your business.
They do.
Yeah.
And these are lazy girl tips, people.
Yeah.
Cameron and I want to just be on the couch making little decisions to save $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to do too much work.
No, I don't want to put my high heels on and go anywhere.
No, we want simple.
All right. Well,
number six.
Yeah. What's six?
Resell.
What do we resell?
My husband, poor guy, I'm throwing him under the bus today. But seriously,
he's an expert.
He is the cheapest man I've ever met. God
you say
bless
that with pride.
Him. I love my husband. He's good at saving money and he's taught me a lot.
Yeah.
So I appreciate him and what he's done for my family. So I want to say that. I'm teasing, but I'm serious.
Okay.
So when Bill's bored, Tamara, he walks around the house and he makes huge piles of stuff that we're not using and he sells it on eBay.
Well, you know what? That's a good way to get rid of clutter, actually.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he checks with me first, right?
All of a sudden, things are just gone.
No.
We've sold things we shouldn't have.
See, too. I've not tried this. So is it a pain to like take a picture and load it up on where eBay or wherever you go?
Actually, you can do it all from your phone because remember, we're lazy.
Okay.
From the couch.
Okay.
And you can literally already find listings of other people who've sold the exact same item and you just copy that.
Oh, wow.
It's so easy.
And then do you have to like get a fancy box to ship it to someone in, or is that a pain?
I don't know about that part.
Okay, we'll have to ask Bill about that part. But a lot
we'll
of
be on for part two.
A lot of people make
it's
a
really
lot
not
of money.
That hard though.
No, and I know a lot of people make money doing stuff that you'd think no one would want. People
Things,
want that stuff.
Like for example, my sister-in-law when she finished college, she had all her books lying around.
Yeah.
My husband sold them all for a commission.
Oh wow.
And sold them all on eBay for her.
Wow.
Got rid of all of her textbooks. He made a cut. He sold like old, I mean, just, I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
It's like a full-time job, the way he sells our used things.
Some people do. That is their job.
Well,
actually.
What about like fancy stuff? Do you have some friends here at work, Tamara, that sell things?
What's
that called?
Poshmark?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, that is like a lot of designer stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, and if you have a fancy designer thing, you can get it, sell it there, and you can buy it there actually too.
Mm-hmm.
On these other kinds of websites. I've not sold anything on there. But
Are you a shopper?
I keep looking. Like, but I want like a Louis Vuitton purse.
Didn't I buy you one from
you
the streets
did.
Of New York? Counterfeit.
Actually, by the way.
Straight from Nigeria.
By the way, a lady complimented me on that purse thinking it was real.
It's totally fake real.
I know. Louis Vuitton. But it's still pricey. Maybe that's another thing too. If you want a designer thing, don't pay full price. Get a used one. Well, actually, I'm jumping ahead. Right. Sorry. No.
No, that's it. One of our tips today is thrifting.
Yes, buy it used.
Buy it used.
I love thrift shops.
And it's kind of cool now.
It is.
My daughter came up with that. She's like, oh, I bought this thrifting with my friend. And I'm like, what? That's a word? Yeah. I call that going to garage sales.
Yeah, no, it's great. I've gotten some great stuff.
What's the coolest thing you ever got?
I got a designer purse.
Ooh.
At the last time I went. The one I brought today.
I brought that.
At a thrift store. Actually, I bought several purses that way that looked new and were designer.
I've got a lot of good jeans.
Oh, I've not found
them. And then they're like more comfy because they're worn.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I got shirts. Shirts. Oh, and household stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for some weird reason, I didn't have any spoons. Like, I don't know what happened to all my spoons.
They're on your lunch pail, probably.
But I just went to the thrift shop, and someone's really nice silverware. Nice, like, really nice silverware. Yeah, and they just let me buy the spoons.
I like
great.
That one.
Yeah.
Here's a funny one, Tamara. Okay. This will be, I guess, number 8 now.
Okay. Sorry, I went out of order.
And you know, listeners, please don't judge us as we start delving into our secrets here.
Okay.
But you can return stuff at a lot of big retailers.
You'd be shocked at what they take back.
You really can. And we're not going to name stores because that might be too embarrassing.
Yeah.
But you can return things at big retailers online.
Yeah.
And these are, I mean, maybe you bought it and it just didn't work out.
Yes.
We're
honest. Or you never use it.
Or you don't use it.
Yeah. Or you don't like the color, or it's just collecting dust. And I've been guilty of just letting it sit there and then it ends up in the thrift shop because I donated it.
Yeah.
2 years later.
But you really could return it.
I know. I don't.
It's a little embarrassing though. I've seen people wheel in like furniture that they've been using for like 6 months.
Hey, that's their policy though.
It is.
They take it back. So I think one thing you do is look around your house and you have stuff that you're not using and see if it's within the return policy
yes. of the store.
And some of them don't even need a receipt. Mm-mm. Some do, some don't. I know one store in particular that doesn't even need a receipt.
Nope, they kind of keep track
with
your membership number.
Yeah.
So, I just have to tell you a funny story. This isn't me, by the way.
Okay.
But a friend, you know. It really isn't me. Don't be judging.
What is it?
Okay, no, for real.
Okay.
This person bought a wedding ring at a major retailer and wore the wedding ring for years and then got divorced and returned it.
And they took it back.
They took it back.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole value.
Well, I have to tell you an equally terrible story. I don't know if I should say this person's related to me.
They are going to remain nameless.
Remaining nameless. But they were going to their dorms and they thought it would be like super cool to have a fake fireplace in their dorm. So they had this big box retailer. They bought a fake fireplace, used it for the 4 years of their college. And then the 4 years went back and the store took it, giving them their money back. Yeah. Couldn't believe it.
It's like rent a fireplace.
He got a lot of probably good dating moments from that fireplace.
That was a good fireplace. I don't know who that was, but that was quite a creative way to save $1,000.
Yes. Yeah, and we're not saying scam the store.
No.
But if they have a generous return policy, use it.
That's right.
Yep.
Don't judge people.
Okay, number 9.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you try having what we call no gift holiday? Okay, so what we mean by that is, my husband and I will agree sometimes to not get each other Christmas gifts or not get each other Valentine's or whatever holiday because either we're busy or tired or we just don't need anything or we're saving up. We're just like, let's not get each other gifts. And we're both happy with that because then we don't have to go through the effort. So that's one way, is just agree not to get gifts.
Tamara, I think that's the worst tip ever. I would never, ever do that.
You wouldn't?
Okay. I am a gift love language
person.
That's right. I would die if someone told me I couldn't have a gift on my Christmas birthday.
Okay, well, I won't do that with you.
Yeah. Okay, you go ahead and do that at home with your husband. That is not happening at my house.
What if you did something like, and I had a family, you'd have to be crafty for this one, but they agreed to only give each other handmade gifts.
That I could do.
Okay.
I could work with that.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, some people are into that, some aren't, but that will save you a ton of money.
That would save you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You're right. I like handmade stuff.
Yes, and it's creative and caring. It's actually nicer.
I'm just teasing you, by the way. We're having a little excitement here.
I know.
On the Saving Money podcast.
I know. Okay, this brings us to our last one.
Okay, number 10.
Share expenses.
Sharing expenses. Now, this one, again, I'm going to tell you my embarrassing secrets.
Okay, let's hear it.
There was a couple years, Tamara, where we didn't pay for Wi-Fi.
Did you steal it?
We didn't steal it. We just shared it from our neighbor.
Yeah.
We shared it. And we've also lived by a college that had it for free. We live near a school district.
Yes.
And it was free.
Oh.
Why should I get my own when it's free?
No. And people share everything. Like, our Netflix password.
Uh-huh.
My kids who live away from home use it. My sister uses it. My sister just got... Okay, I hope these places aren't listening. But, like, my sister just got the Disney Channel. And I'm like, I my daughter really
wants... Why don't you just share the password? Why should you all have your own?
She did. She shared the password, and everybody's enjoying them.
That's why, number one, cut subscriptions. Tamara and I are not cutting our special cable
we
shows. We're sharing.
Yes, and everybody I know does this.
Yeah.
And it's just a creative way to get the most out of your money. Like,
absolutely.
If you have a friend or relative who won't abuse it, just give them the password.
Give them the password, and they have to give you one back.
Yes, that's exactly. Now, you can. There are other things you can share expenses on, like Uber.
I have a friend who Uber's a good one.
Well,
have you ever done that, though?
Well, I did it accidentally. Like, I didn't know what Uber Pool was.
Yeah.
And so...
Suddenly, strange people got in your car.
Yeah, and I was like, this dude...
Get out of my Uber!
I was like, this dude's picking up his friends on my Uber ride, right?
That's so funny.
I complained to Joe. He's like, you were in Uber Pool. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. But you can save money that way.
It's a lot cheaper, especially if you're going to the airport or something.
Yeah, for those of you who are dumb like me and didn't know what that was, it's actually you share a ride with other people. Takes a little longer to get where you're going, but you get half the price, right?
Hey, if you're saving up for a big goal, like going back to school or something, mm-hmm. it could really mm-hmm. help.
Yeah.
I know some people share food when they go to the Costco or a Walmart and buy like things in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
They will buy like... large quantities of food and split it. So that's another way to save money.
Yeah, I know like my parents like to shop at Costco, but often it's too much for them.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, hey, do you want half of this? And I'm like, yeah. Although they usually just give it to me, which is very
that's
sweet.
That's not saving the money.
I know.
You got to split the bill.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, these are all just temporary lazy tips that you can do at home to save some moolah.
Yes. So listeners, let us know. Do you have some lazy tips that'll get us some money? Tell us your story by emailing Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. And listeners, do you have a business you'd like to have advertised on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Let's talk. Get in touch for more information. Before we go to our final hack, let's take a final break.
Well, eating healthy and losing weight does not have to be expensive. Now that you know how embarrassingly cheap I am, I'm sure you will appreciate my thrifty approach to eating normal food. No fancy keto garbage. In the new cookbook and the new book, all the Dirty Lazy Keto books are just about real food, real people, saving money. You can redeem for pre-order bonus gifts at DirtyLazyKeto.com/books.
Nice. Okay, so now it's time for our hacks.
This one is my favorite. I swear, Tamara, I have saved thousands of dollars with this single hack.
Okay,
so I hope our listeners are ready.
I'm excited. What is it?
Ask everyone and everywhere for a discount.
Yes.
Don't be shy.
Even if they don't post a discount, I just say, hey, do you guys offer any discounts?
Just ask. Yeah. Do you have any discounts? And specifically, these are the ones that I find are most common. Military, government, disabled, AARP, student, or AAA.
Or senior.
Or senior, thank you. Or child.
Yes, child discount.
There's a discount category for everybody. I ask restaurants, I ask stores, hotels especially, amusement parks, theaters, You will be surprised. Even museums offer discounts.
Yes,
they I've do. Saved so much money on this. It's ridiculous. All you have to do is ask. Like, for example, did you know Home Depot gives a military discount? So does my grocery store. Just ask.
Nice.
What's your hack?
My hack is influenced by my parents. They were my inspiration for this one. They were very good at DIY. Do
what
it
is
yourself.
That?
And that's like a trend now. So they were ahead of their time where you can, instead of buying something, a repair or an item you need, you make it yourself. And I could tell you a zillion of these, but I'll just do one. My most recent one was the pilot light went out on my fireplace. And I was like, I'd have to call whoever. I don't know who fixes that, but call just to get them out there to look at it would be like over $100. So I went on to YouTube, and lo and behold, there are plenty of tutorials on how to light a fireplace. Tutorial. I watched it. I did it. Saved myself like $200.
Dang, girl.
I know.
I'm proud of you too.
I was very proud of myself.
Well, we want our listeners not to skimp on achieving their dreams because they think they can't afford it. If something is important to you, put your money where your mouth is. Prioritize your dreams and your budget and make your dreams come true. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.